Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 2 and 4. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. In the hours after Jesus' death, his closest followers were laying low, hiding behind locked doors. They were afraid, doubting, discouraged, and defeated. Then Jesus appeared to them. They were overjoyed, but still not understanding everything completely. They needed extra teaching and tutoring. So Jesus promised to send a teacher, the Holy Spirit. That promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Now, filled with the Holy Spirit, those disciples who once cowered were preaching in public. Those slow-to-understand students had become the teachers, and as a result of their teaching the gospel, 3,000 people believed that day. Those disciples who had haphazardly scattered when Jesus was arrested weeks earlier now had become the very leaders who, in an organized fashion, scattered missionaries to share the gospel and save countless souls throughout the world. But here's a nightmarish thought. Imagine if that wind never blew that day, and the Holy Spirit never came to teach and tutor those disciples. Imagine if the disciples stayed huddled in their room, doubting, discouraged, and defeated. Imagine if those 3,000 people never heard the good news about Jesus, and those missionaries were never sent to the far corners of the world. Thank God that's not what happened. Thank God the wind did blow, and the Holy Spirit did work powerfully on Pentecost. The Holy Spirit still works powerfully whenever and wherever the Word of God is proclaimed. When your sins press hard and life's challenges press even harder, go to where the wind blows. In other words, open up the Bible and read. Attend a worship service and listen to the preaching of the Word. The Holy Spirit will be there too. He'll be teaching and tutoring you, just as He did the disciples. Holy Spirit, whenever I read Your holy Word, fill me with understanding. Strengthen my faith. Make me strong to do Your will. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.